Hello, and welcome to Effortless Success, Living the Law of Attraction. I'm Jack Canfield, and I'm talking with you today because of my passion and my personal commitment to help you create the life of your dreams. I'm very excited to be here with Paul Sheely, the co-founder of Learning Strategies Corporation. Paul has created so many breakthrough learning courses that tap the full potential of the human mind, and he also shares my passion for guiding you to achieve extraordinary success in all aspects of your life.
Hello, I'm Paul Sheely, and we're going to make sure that we use all of the advanced learning technology I've developed through the years so that you can truly live life with effortless success, so that you can live the law of attraction, the most powerful law in the universe.
That's right. The law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. The law of attraction is based on the scientific theory that says everything in the world is made up of energy. And that energy is controlled by your thoughts. It's controlled by what you focus on. And so you attract into your life whatever you focus on. Whatever you give your energy and attention to, you will create in your life. If you stay focused on the good and positive things in your life, you'll automatically attract more of the good and positive.
Yes, when you have thoughts like, I have a lot of debt, or I'm overweight, or I'm not happy, then those thoughts create corresponding feelings. When I feel sad, or I feel resigned, or I feel hopeless, these feelings send out a vibration that attracts back to me more experiences that will contribute to me continuing to feel sad, hopeless, and resigned.
And the opposite is also true. We can intentionally choose to create positive feelings, and when we create those, we'll attract into our life experiences that match those positive feelings. We can generate feelings of joy and gratitude and love and peace, and when we do that, we're going to attract back more things to feel loving about, to feel grateful for, and to feel peaceful about and joyful about. The law of attraction formula that's most familiar to people is ask, believe, receive. And people using this formula have found it to be tremendously powerful. Everything from legendary relationships to vast financial fortunes have been created by this process. Know what you want and ask for it. Believe it's coming, and believe that wholeheartedly with great enthusiasm and gratitude in every cell of your body. And then be open to receive it. And this includes trusting and acting upon your intuitions and your inspirations, taking actions that lead you in the direction of what you want.
Okay, but let's pause here for a little bit. The number one question we receive about the law of attraction goes like this. I know the law of attraction, ask, believe, receive. I know I need to take action, but I'm still not getting the results that I want.
Well, that's no longer going to be the case, because this effortless success program will give you all that you need to be able to have the law of attraction work for you, so that you can achieve the same kind of success that I've experienced.
And it is a delight to see the phenomenal success you've created. You've attracted millions of dollars, you have a wonderful family, and a fulfilling life of personal growth and spiritual development. Your Chicken Soup for the Soul book series has generated sales of over $1 billion. It's the most popular nonfiction book series in history, and yet you were turned down by 144 publishers before one finally said yes. You hold the world record for having 7 books on the New York Times bestsellers list at the same time, when most authors would love to be on it just once. And your role in The Secret is probably my favorite of that mega success movie and book, which came as a result of your invitation to Rhonda Burns to film members at one of our meetings of the Transformational Leadership Council that you founded. Now, as we collaborated on creating this program, Effortless Success, it was so fun to identify the depth and the breadth of the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual strategies that you use to create your extraordinary life with such amazing accomplishments.
I have to say it was an interesting experience for me as well, the way you probed into my motivations, my actions, even how I make important decisions. I found out things about the way I work that I wasn't even consciously aware of.
Well, masters are often surprised at how the human performance technologies I use can uncover the deep, true inner processes that guide them. what we found you using goes well beyond the ask, believe, receive formula. It's so valuable to be able to present this deeper model so that when others use their brains in much the same way as you, they too can have these extraordinary successes with the law of attraction.
Exactly. It's what I like to call effortless success.
Yes. And it really is effortless for you. And not because you don't put in the effort. You do. You're one of the hardest working teachers I know. But because of how you use all of your tools and strategies, you really do absolutely love every moment of it. And the work becomes play, which makes it effortless.
You know, it really is effortless. And it can be equally effortless for others as well.
Definitely. Which is why Effortless Success, Living the Law of Attraction, is such a breakthrough course. And as you listen to this course, it goes beyond your wildest imagination, so you can also achieve your wildest dreams.
You're going to find that this is a very powerful course that will dramatically improve your life. And you're also going to find that it's going to be a lot of fun. Throughout this course, I'll be telling stories that are powerful examples of how the law of attraction works. And they'll illustrate the secret steps of the law of attraction that I now incorporate automatically, almost without thinking and without exception in my life.
You're going to love listening to Jack's stories. And in the next four sessions, you'll hear Jack interviewed by broadcast journalist and television host Joan Steffend. She asks some great questions about how to activate the law of attraction and how to put it to work in your life. And we're going to finish up with a preliminary session on asking for what you want.
You know, I've asked Paul to help me create these special preliminaries for the Effortless Success course because I've found the preliminaries to be such effective transformational learning tools.
When you listen to the first preliminary session, you'll gain strategies for asking for what you want to receive. All you have to do is relax, close your eyes, and push play. We'll bring you into a world where music, words, and nature sounds creates a three-dimensional environment in your mind.
And each paraliminal in this course includes special Holosync audio technology created by Bill Harris at the Centerpoint Research Institute.
This Holosync technology within the paraliminal helps to create brainwave patterns that increase creativity, focus, concentration, and accelerate your learning. New neural pathways between the left and right brain hemispheres are created to balance the brain functioning, to enhance mental and emotional health, increase self-awareness, and heal unresolved emotional problems.
The human brain is remarkably powerful, and you're going to tap into it with both paraliminals and what we call fast finishes in this Effortless Success course. Paul, could you talk a little bit about what fast finishes are?
Sure. The fast finish is a great way to review what you've learned in a session without having to spend a lot of time re-listening. When you come to a fast finish, we'll play back everything you learned in the audio session at rapidly increasing speeds. You simply take a breath, close your eyes, and relax, and let the words flow through your mind, allowing your brain to effortlessly process everything at a deep level. Your first fast finish will be at the end of this session.
You're going to learn many ways to tap into your full potential throughout our time together in this course. And I hope you'll recognize your potential, acknowledge the power of the law of attraction, and take responsibility for incorporating it into your own life. Remember, you can do anything you put your mind to. You are the author of your life, and you can choose to take it in any direction you want. You can succeed at whatever you choose to do. Now, in a moment, I'd like to continue our conversation by sharing a story that is a real-life example of the law of attraction at work. It began with Marie Diamond, a master feng shui practitioner, finishing up her first round of feng shui in our home. She was explaining to my wife and me the reasons for changing the direction of our bed. She was explaining that we needed to sleep in a northwest-southeast direction. And so we were moving our bed into the corner of our bedroom, and it was just coming out of the corner very strange, and it took a little while to get used to. But then she said, I need you to buy a compass, and when you travel, what I want you to do is to take it out and find out where true north is, and then reorient your bed, actually move the bed in your room so you're sleeping in a northwest-southeast direction. Well, I wrote down buy a compass on my to-do list, and I promptly forgot about it because I was so busy at that time. This was about, maybe 3 weeks before Christmas. So the holiday season arrives, and I'm thinking, okay, pretty soon I'm going to have some free time maybe between Christmas and New Year's, and I'll go buy myself a compass. And as we were opening our presents on Christmas morning, I opened a present for my brother who lives over in Phoenix. And as I opened it up, I didn't know what it was at first. And then it looked like a grandfather's pocket watch, the kind with the cover on it. And I popped it open, and it was this very beautiful compass. I was shocked. And so I called my brother later that morning, and I said, Rick, what was the process by which you came to buy me a compass? I mean, did someone tell you I needed one or something? He said, no. He said, I was just looking through this catalog, and I turned the page, and there was this compass. And for some reason, it just jumped off the page. I thought, you know, I bet my brother would like that. And so I ordered it and sent it to you as the Christmas gift. Well, those kind of things happen to me all the time now that I understand the law of attraction, how it works. And literally, all I did was have the thought, I need to buy a compass. And here it was 3 weeks later, and my brother had sent me one.
Jack's story beautifully illustrates the effortless success that comes when you're living the law of attraction. It isn't magic. It is getting attuned to the laws governing the results that you create. There are 4 steps to take to get the law of attraction working for you to produce effortless success. The first step is to receive inspiration. In Jack's case, the inspiration came from Marie Diamond's Feng Shui Insights. The second step is to form an intention, as Jack did when he determined to acquire a compass to put the insights to work for him. The third step, and one that's too often ignored in the books on the law of attraction, is to take action based on your clearly defined intentions. This, in turn, leads to the fourth step, personal growth. Jack's next story illustrates the kind of life transformation that can occur when you take all 4 steps in living the law of attraction.
I have a friend named Chad Pragracki that in his early 20s, he decided that he wanted to clean up the Mississippi River. He's living on the Mississippi River and right in near Davenport, Iowa, and he looks out and all along the shore, there's all kind of garbage that's collecting in the bushes and the trees and coming up on the shoreline. And he was very much grossed out by that, and he really felt that the river ought to be kept pristine. And so he's got this inspiration that he can begin to clean up the river. In his own small way, with a small rowboat, he starts going out and picking up the trash and picking up all kinds of bottles that people have thrown in that have floated down the river. And one day he's out there and he discovers there's a refrigerator that somebody's thrown into the river, and it's washed up into a tree. And he says to his friend, I can't fit that in my small boat. We need a barge. And he says to his friend, where the heck do we get a barge? And his friend says, well, we need some money to buy it. They're expensive, and we need a crane too. And he said, well, who has money? Where would we get money like that? So at this point, Chad forms a new intention. We need to get money. So we're going to go get money. And so they say, where do we get it? Where do we find the corporations? I don't know. Let's go to the Yellow Pages. So they go to the Yellow Pages, and alphabetically right at the top, Alcoa. So they call up Alcoa, and he says, can I speak to the head guy? And the receptionist says, the head guy? Do you mean the CEO? He says, what's a CEO? So, well, CEO is the chief executive officer. Does he run the place? Yeah, well, that's who I want to talk to then. So they put him through to the office and gets the assistant of the CEO. And she says, can I help you? And he says, yeah, I've got a vision. I've got a dream. I've got an intention here. I want to clean up the Mississippi River. And by now, his vision is expanding. What if I could clean up the entire Mississippi River from its beginning all the way down to New Orleans? The executive assistant to the CEO is so moved by Chad's story that she gets him a check for $8,000. Well, now, when he gets the check for $8,000, he's so excited, he says to his friend, wow, that worked. Let's call another corporation. So they go to the Yellow Pages. The next one down is Anheuser-Busch. So they call Anheuser-Busch, and he says, can I speak to the CEO? And they said, sure, and they put him through to the CEO's office, and he tells his story again, and the Secretary says, do you have a proposal? He says, what's a proposal? Well, again, she was so taken by the purity of his intention that she helped him build a proposal. And they made that proposal to Anheuser-Busch, and he got $25,000. Well, to make a long story short, as he continued to take action, he raised over $2 million in the next 2 years. He enrolled 4,000 volunteers to come and help him, kids taking off their summer vacation to clean up the entire length of the Mississippi River. By the end of the first year, he had put together a board of directors that included CEOs and vice presidents and so forth, all these top management of all the major corporations that were in the Davenport, Iowa area. And within 2 years, he cleaned up the entire Mississippi River. I met him when he was getting an honorary doctorate degree at a university, St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa. And here's this young man who'd gone from being a typical blue-collar kid to now he was an honorary doctorate. He'd been given the Jefferson Award, which is kind of the Nobel Prize of America, and been invited to an ecology conference in South Africa. And his whole sense of himself had expanded, and his essence expanded to the point now where he created a new project. He received new inspiration. All these rivers, he noticed, there were eroding on the banks. They needed trees and bushes that would be sustainable and that would last. And many of them would be trees that would bear nuts and fruit. And so he started a tree project along the Mississippi River and then the Ohio River and all these other rivers in the United States. And so the cycle just continues to spiral up of receiving inspiration, forming intention, taking action, and experiencing growth.